The United Nations World Food Programme says Chad could be the first country to fall victim to this funding crisis. The humanitarian aid agency says its air service to the war-torn Central African country will run out of money by August 15th, and this will force the agency to ground flights carrying aid workers to camps for refugees and internally displaced people. WFP spokeswoman Amelia Casella says the air service flies about 4,000 humanitarian aid workers every month to 10 destinations in Chad. She says the workers represent 100 organizations and they provide aid to 250,000 refugees from Sudan's conflict-ridden province of Darfur and 180,000 internally displaced people.
They've said without this service, NGOs and agencies will be unable to reach operation areas in the east and south of the country. And, it's an area that is particularly insecure and difficult. And in many of these areas, either the roads are impassable due to insecurity or due to poor weather and poor road conditions.
The UN Humanitarian Air Service flies humanitarian workers to some of the hardest-to-reach emergency operations in the world. It provides vital assistance for hundreds of thousands of victims of conflict and natural disasters in remote, inaccessible areas. The service flies in the doctors needed to care for the sick and the injured. It transports the water engineers that build the wells that provide clean water. And it brings in the people who provide food for the hungry. Casella says only $3.3 million is needed to keep the plane flying to these West African countries until the end of the year. She considers this a bargain, considering the humanitarian returns. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.